from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, baby, been looking forward to this all morning. The Buccos have pushed their chips into the middle of the table for 2024. Jalen Beeks, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Brian De La Cruz. Help is on the way, Doran. And they're ready for this playoff race. John Wehner brought to you by Gutter Helmet for a limited time. Enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. And John, good morning to you. How excited are you about these Pirates additions?
Good morning, everybody. Excited, yeah. I mean, that's a couple of bats, a couple of guys that have done some good things over the last couple of years and should certainly help the offense lengthen the lineup a little bit. De La Cruz, you know, obviously has some power, can play pretty good defense. He's corner outfielder, which we've kind of been struggling with as far as consistent offense. And, you know, with Nick Gonzalez going down, Kiner-Falefa, I think, fits in there nicely at second base. And, you know, anybody that's hitting 292 nowadays, you know they can handle the bat. And he's a gamer. He's going to go out there and grind and play. And so, yeah, offensively, you would think for sure that's going to help the lineup a little bit. It certainly also helps that Michael A. Taylor seems to be getting a little bit locked in and showing that he has some pop and he can make a difference with his bat. And so, yeah, I'm liking the moves. I like the moves a lot, and it doesn't seem like it cost us a whole bunch to add to this offense.
Kiner-Falefa, he is a super utility guy. You were a utility guy yourself, John. And what does the mindset have to be able to have high production at multiple positions, and how will that fit in with the Pirates this year? Like, how will he be able to help the team when Nick Gonzalez does come back, when he doesn't play second base, like in moving around different positions and keeping his bat in play?
Yeah, that's the big thing, you know, is the bat, because, you know, as far as playing defense, we got a guy kind of like a Triolo and G1 Bay that can kind of move around and play some defense and fill in for guys. But, you know, that their bat so far, you know, obviously this year and both of their young careers hasn't really played. For Falefa, wherever you put him, you know, you could spell Hayes at third, you could spell Reynolds in left, you know, he could play a little bit of center and move over to second, obviously. The big thing is the bat. It always helps to have flexibility, especially if that super utility guy can hit, and he can hit, and he knows how to play the game, and you know, he could do more than just hit. He could play defense. He's a gamer. He's going to go out there and play hard and do what it takes to win ball games. And it helps, obviously, that he can move around. So if somebody's banged up, he can move around the infield or go to the outfield as well. So that's huge. And And with De La Rosa, you got a guy that could fit in. I know we've talked about this before, like the middle of the lineup, you know, where you want that power bat. You know, that he's that power bat. I mean, he's hit a ton of home runs early on in his career in a big ballpark. So, you know, that's certainly going to help, too, as far as, you know, getting up there with runners on base, one swing of the bat making a huge difference, obviously. So, this lineup should look a lot differently when these two guys get here.
I'm so impressed by the way that this team has grinded really its way to 55-52, just two games back in the wild card race. And then you hear Connor Joe after the game yesterday and talked about the clubhouse environment after these deals became official. What can that do to a club that already seems galvanized, that already seems to have this collective chip on its shoulder, for lack of putting it a better way, when you add guys like this and you know you've got the front office's backing?
It certainly helps. I mean, it was, I don't know, was it 5:30 last night? And I keep looking at my phone looking for an update and thinking, man, I thought it would be demoralizing if they didn't add. And so, you know, this team, I think, felt that they were capable and obviously came up with two huge wins. Coming back in Arizona, then coming back that first game in Houston. Obviously, things could have looked a lot worse if they lost the first four of this road trip. But then, you know, you go out and get two big comeback wins from different guys. You know, it's not the same old guys. A lot of different guys contributing there to come back in those wins. And so, I think if it was 6 o'clock and there's no moves made, I don't know. I think that would have stung a little bit. And so, knowing that Cherington did make a couple of moves and improve the offense, yeah, these guys are pros. They're playing hard. They know that they got a great pitching staff. Everybody has been talking about the lack of offense for most of the year, and so certainly it's a shot in the arm that, you know, to add a couple of veteran guys. Some guys that have done some damage that can lengthen the lineup. And it might hurt a little bit because a couple of guys might have to, you know, go back down or be on the outside looking in. I mean, they've already moved Jack. I don't know what the moves are going to be for Kiner Falefa and De La Rosa. But it's De La Rosa, De La Cruz. De La Cruz, right?
It is De La Cruz, and you're just fitting right in with the rest of us today, John.
I know, all the De La's. It's driving me crazy. And I looked at it like three times today, too, and as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, I'm getting this wrong. But, it's huge. It's huge to get that. Like I said, you look at the lineup now. I mean, I felt like there was holes in the lineup all year long for the most part. I mean, there's been some, you know, stretches where the offense as a whole got hot. But for the most part, you're relying on the pitching to keep you close. And the pitching is going to continue to keep you close. But it looks now that maybe when we're going into the seventh, eighth inning, we're up by two or three or four runs instead of being down 2-1 and looking for a comeback win. I think it's huge that they were able to pull the trigger and add a couple of bats.
Last thing here for you, John, you piqued my interest. I was just scrolling Twitter like a madman yesterday waiting for these trades to come down, and you said you had your phone. There is 0% chance you were on Twitter. So how was that information going to find you?
Well, I get the alerts from the different sports apps and everything else like that. So it's been dinging all day as far as, you know, all the moves that were made. And with the trade deadline, obviously most of this stuff has to be announced by 6. So I get the emails from the Pirates too. A lot of times I get the alerts from Yahoo Sports before I get the email from the Pirates. I don't know, or MLB or whomever.
Does the carrier pigeon come, John?
I'm sorry. I just don't. I've never really been interested in social media. I look at my phone too much as it is. I don't need to be looking for Twitters and you know, Facebooks. I just have never had a big interest in it. I mean, my wife fills me in when there's important stuff going on with the family. And my phone, again, I hate my phone. I'm on it way too much. But still, I got the info. I was updated by 6 o'clock. You know,
yeah, the Pirates got Ellie De La Rosa. Thanks, Wayner. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Have a good week.
You the man. See ya.
See ya.
I love him.
How about he did the whole, you know, older generation with the S on the Twitters and Facebooks. He said, yeah, they got Ellie De La Rose.
We were quietly fist bumping in here because I've butchered every single name this morning, and he comes and he upstages all of us.
Oh.
And he's the real professional. He's the baseball head.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.